Brian and Kelly, good morning. 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
So we are getting into, with the Olympics, the running portion coming up a little bit later on this week. Today, swimming, and then you've got volleyball, water polo. I'm sure Flava Flav is going to be in attendance for the United States-Romania water polo match.
Of course.
Soccer, gymnastics. I thought it was kind of funny because there is a comedian, Franklin Ajay, who's talking about, you know, running. And it's specifically like the longer distance running events for the Olympics.
Okay.
You know, taking last in those long races. That's what I do a lot of times in the Olympics. When I watch those races, I like to focus on the people taking last in those races.
Uh-huh.
This was not their goal.
No.
I mean, you just know this.
Yep.
To get out of bed early at 4 in the morning, you know, and run and deny themselves. You know, they weren't thinking, yeah, you know, if I do this every day for 4 years, someday, I will take last in the Olympics. I know it. See that last now. I'll be so far behind. I'll be the only one on the track. They'll all have to look at me. I'll be holding up the next race. You know, they had dreams. I mean, that's the only way you could put yourself through that. So I like to look at them and see if I can see that moment. You know, right. Where the reality really sets in.
Right.
And realize there is no doubt they are last. I can't even see those other people. In front of the whole world, I'm going to take this last. Right? Because they got a cameraman carrying a camera running right alongside. You know, you know, if I hadn't trained at all,
uh-huh,
I would have taken last.
That's a good point. Not trained at all, I would have come in exactly the same spot I did.
You know, with the Olympics, you know, it's not like a lot of other races that you do where everybody gets a medal if you finish, right?
Yeah, I don't think
only
so.
Only top three get the medals?
Well, and each country has different qualifying events.
Yeah.
So the level of qualifying for certain countries may not be up to the same level of qualifying for others. So maybe that's where you get your disparity in the level of athletes, but anyways, pretty funny there. So yeah, getting excited for the track and field and running events later on this week. But yeah, today it's all about swimming and volleyball and water polo and all that stuff. So the water sports are happening.
And then later on this week, I believe Thursday, we got to watch for U of L athlete Jaden Ulrich, who is going to be
throwing the discus.
Discus, yeah.
Yep.
And then those finals, if she makes it on the 5th.
And I'm going to have to introduce you to a dude a little later on in the show called Steven Nedorosic, okay?
Steven Nedorosic,
yep.
Okay.
He is the Olympics' newest hero.
Oh, great.
Yesterday, it was Bob the Cap Catcher.
Sure.
The dad bod looking dude in a Speedo who is diving down in the pool getting the caps that had fallen off the swimmers.
It was a necessary job.
Today, it's Steven. Five interesting terms you might hear during the Olympics. Let us, Ben and Kelly, roll through a couple of these for you, okay?
That's the first one, right?
Let's just say shuttlecock.
Sure.
Kelly, can you say it for me?
No, actually, I'm just going to go ahead and let you say that. I can describe what it is. The small projectile the players hit back and forth in badminton. No, also known as a birdie, which I think most people call it by, or just the badminton thingy.
Well, the technical term is what again?
No, you can say it. You can say it. You can say it. Not saying it.
Shuttle one.
Nope. I'm not giving you another button. Yes.
Shuttlecock.
I'm not giving you another button today. Nope.
All right. Another term you might hear during the Olympics. Clean and jerk.
What is that?
In weightlifting, it's a two-part lift where the weight is first lifted to the shoulders and then over the head.
Oh, and then they like jerk it back. Okay,
yeah, it's a clean and jerk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting terms you might hear during the Olympics. Snatch.
Also in the weightlifting realm?
Yep. Barbell lifted from the ground to the overhead in one smooth motion. So separate from the clean and jerk, the snatch is just all one movement.
Snatch it from the ground and up over the head.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If you say I'm participating in hooking, that maybe doesn't mean what you think it does.
Still weightlifting.
Yes, it is weightlifting. It's a hook grip where the lifter covers their thumb with the other fingers as they grip the bar. Hooking.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And then we saw a lot of it over the weekend, breaststroke.
Well, of course.
Yeah, it's one of the four types of strokes in swimming.
Yes.
Yes.
You knew that, right?
I hope.
Yes.
But here we are, Ben and Kelly, clearing up some of the more interesting terms you might hear during these Olympics.
Well, I mean, that's not as uncommon as maybe shuttlecock.
Hmm.
Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you go ahead and rewind? Let's rewind it. Let's play that back. Let's play that. I hate you.
I would never.
Shuttlecock. Yeah, you're the... You have...
I did. I got it.
The maturity of a five-year-old.
Got it.
This is what happens when a five-year-old gets a radio show. This is it.
And then we can talk about...
Shuttlecock.
That's great.
It's a little badminton thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise known as a...
Shuttlecock. That's great.
That's right.
I'm so glad that gets to live forever.
I mean, this is about as random as Snoop Dogg being an official commentator.
Again,
could you imagine?
It's one of those side quest journeys during the Olympics that are like, wow, this is really amazing.
Like, why are they incorporating all these strange, random celebrities to, like, be the official commentators when they probably have no idea? Do you think they did their homework? Like, do you think they studied up?
Well,
to try to know what's going on and to try to sound intelligent about commentating on it.
Did you hear Snoop Dogg's badminton commentation?
Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
Yeah, no, he didn't do any homework at all.
No, he didn't. He was just commenting on what he was seeing in front of him.
They just invited him and he showed up.
99.7 EJX. Hi there. It's Ben and Kelly. I know you're probably thinking about, maybe especially if you're a parent, all those fun gifts that your kids maybe make for you, maybe for Mother's Day or for a holiday or for Father's Day or something like that. It brings it home from school and, you know, presents it to you. And it's like, oh, yeah. And, you know, sometimes they're pretty nice and you can display them on the fridge or you can keep them, or maybe they're resourceful. I remember I gave my mom, I want to say, an ashtray. I made an ashtray out of clay.
Oh, great. An ashtray.
Yeah,
okay.
She doesn't smoke, so.
Right. Very useful.
It wasn't very useful or practical for her. However, she did use it for, I want to say, rings. She put rings in them by the sink, and so it worked out for a while.
I've got several of those.
Yeah.
Several of those.
Yeah.
And I think back in my day, we did a lot of macaroni art.
Okay.
We made macaroni necklaces, I remember, and like gluing macaroni to like wood or something to make art.
Different designs.
I'm not sure why we had such a fascination at that time of making art out of macaroni, but we did.
Well, it was inexpensive, I would imagine.
Yes.
Probably an inexpensive way to make some fun, cute designs, right? So this setting the bar.
Back out to teachers now. You know?
Yeah.
Preschool?
Yeah, this setting the bar, it's a setting the bar story. At the root of it, it's a kid's gift to her mom.
It's precious.
It's precious. All right, Kelly, if I were to say this is a setting the bar story, how would you describe it?
So the bar is like, you know, a little hurdle you set low to the ground, thinking you can jump over it pretty successfully by just not doing this.
Yeah, so... Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving your mom an R-rated gift, you're doing okay.
Now listen, this is not intentional at all. It just resembles an R-rated gift, kind of.
Sure. So there's a site called Freakless, kind of like Necklace, but it lets you take your kid's drawing and it turns it into a custom necklace. Cute idea, right?
Yeah, I've seen the people do similar things with like turning kid drawings into stuffed animals or things like that. Yeah, along the same lines.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this woman posted a video, and actually the site posted a video on Instagram to kind of show off their work, right? And so what it is it's a drawing of a mom and a daughter kind of holding hands, right? It
says mommy and me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's like shoes. They're kind of big shoes and
they're
circles.
Big shoes. Yeah.
And they're mm-hmm. wearing them, and they kind of make them look like something else with their heads and their bodies
and
their hair.
The head shape and the bodies. There's not a lot of curves in the bodies. It's more of a
It just basically looks like two penises holding hands.
It does.
I mean, let's just call it what it is, all right? Let's just call it what it is, all right? That's what it looks like. And so it was made into a necklace, and the kid gave that drawing to her parent as a gift. And it's fantastic in every single way.
It's the best Mommy and Me drawing I've ever seen. It's so great.
We're going to post it on X for you to take a look at, because it's funny. At Ben and Kelly show, but yeah,
it looks like mommy and baby penis really holding hands.
Yeah, exactly. It's adorable. It's adorable.
One is just slightly bigger than the other, but yeah, is wow. Just they're happy though. They have
well,
happy
wouldn't
faces.
You be?
Yes.
So, like I said, actually, like you said. It's an unintentional setting the bar story.
It's precious.
Yes.
It is precious. And I'm choosing to believe that mom is wearing it every day with pride.
Yes. Why wouldn't she?
Just showing it off. It's a conversation piece. You're showing that off to everybody, aren't you?
Right. So I want to hear, what's the most awkward gift your kid has ever given you? Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to be able to beat penis necklace, but I would love to hear your story, all right?
Mommy and me penis necklace. Yep, you can't really.
Mommy and me penis necklace.
You can't really beat that one.
Oh, it's too much. Oh, shoot, that's funny. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Yes, Amy, we got yours. Janet coming up. Dave, all those on the way on 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about the most awkward gift your kid has ever given you. This cute necklace that was crafted from a photo or a hand-drawn picture of her mom and her. Looks a little like a male appendage holding hands. Okay.
Says mommy and me.
Yeah.
Appendages.
Yeah, exactly. And it was made into a necklace, and I'm sure that necklace will be worn every single day, as it should.
Sure.
So
I'd wear it.
Right. So think about the most awkward gift your kid has ever given you. And what was that? Amy, we'll start with you.
I don't know that this is most awkward, but it was definitely the most funny gift that my child ever gave me.
Okay.
My now 10-year-old, a couple years ago, came home with a Mother's Day card, except I'm not her mom, I'm her stepmom. So uh-huh. She made sure in marker to put a little hyphen like carrot and put step in big letters. So
that's precious.
Mother's Day. Mm-hmm, yeah, I saved that one because thank you for making sure that's clear.
Yeah, you know.
Well, yes, but also making sure you feel included.
Just solidified it. Thank you.
Yes, appreciate it, Amy. Got one from Dave, said, not my kid, but my parents got me a sweatshirt with the No Fear logo on the front for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, they explained they got it for me. I've never worn No Fear stuff before, but they got it for me because I was fearless when it came to going to the doctor regarding my fear of going poop at the time. I think I only wore it once.
You're so brave.
You are brave,
we
little man.
We just wanted to commend you being so brave. You're going in there and just pooping, you know. Oh, that's...
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
I got a pair of flirty-looking stockings from my son one year for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Thing is, I found it weird. They weren't sealed in packaging.
Okay.
So I asked him where he got them from.
Where'd you get them from?
When he said his grandma, my mother-in-law, about had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
She watches him a couple days a week, and apparently he saw them folded on her bed and thought, I would like them.
So he re-gifted my mother-in-law's lacy stockings to me.
Oh, wow. Oh, here you go, Mom. Thought you'd like these.
Right. Oh. Also need to have a conversation to him about stealing.
Well, but then also, you got to give them back to the mother-in-law. And
yeah.
depending on
your
relationship.
She's probably been looking for those going, wow, where did those walk off to?
I haven't.
They're right here.
I loved those lacy things.
Oh.
They were just Steven's best.
So did Grandpa.
Grandpa loved them.
Grandpa really liked those.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Those are good. Yeah. Most awkward gift your kid has given you. 99.7 DJX. So Team USA trending yesterday. Men's gymnastics. They won their first Olympic medal in the team event in 16 years by securing the bronze. Yeah, Japan took gold. China claimed silver, but for the first time since 2008, the U.S. men taken home that bronze medal in the Olympic team competition. So it was Paul Judah slaying his vault. Brody Malone did his thing on the parallel bars. Frederick Richard demolished the high bar. Asher Hong aced the rings. But then their last event needed one guy, and his name's Steven Nedorosik. He was a specialist in the pommel horse. His only job for the U.S. men's gymnastics team was to do his routine on the pommel horse. He's kind of a nerdy-looking guy, wears dark-rimmed glasses.
I was going to say, we were commenting, I don't know if we've ever seen a gymnast wear glasses.
Well, he took them off before he did his routine.
Yeah.
But he was just kind of meditating before his event, his last...
He was real quiet. He just kind of sat there the whole time, and his teammates are kind of going nuts for each other as they're slaying their events, and he's just kind of in the zone, sitting off by himself.
In one of the hardest routines in the field on this event.
So Steven jumps up on the pommel horse, and he starts absolutely going full send. You hear his teammates cheering.
Of course.
Important passage to get through there.
They're hype.
And another one. Okay.
And another one. Deliver it, Steven!
Keep fighting. Small things there.
His teammates are going.
The park's passed. Dismount.
That's it goes out to his stuff to dismount.
He did it. And they may well have done it.
Yes. They did. He knew
bronze
as soon
medal.
As.
Let him know, Steven.
Let him know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they were cheering. They knew as soon as he dismounted, he stuck the landing. They knew they won a medal.
He sealed it.
Oh, it was absolutely insane.
That's bonkers.
So much pressure put on him to do this one event at this exact moment.
Oh, yes, my God.
I mean, the reaction from the internet, from, I mean, other commentators.
It's a home run.
Oh, my God. The drought is over. Team USA, they will be on that medal stand.
Oh.
Olympic medalist. Steven Nedorosik, you did your job!
Now it's official. The drought is over. There'll be no more questions of when. That time is now. Medalists at the Olympics, the U.S. men.
At one point in your life, I hope everybody in the world gets to experience something like that.
I mean, it was absolutely insane.
I'm so glad the athletes can't really hear the commentators. Because I would just be so beyond nervous. I heard them talking about, like, he just has to do this one event at this moment in time. That's his only job. Oh, yeah, no. I'd be like, nope,
social
I'm sorry,
media
I gotta
go puke. Responded, obsessed with this guy on the U.S. men's gymnastics team whose only job is pommel horse. So he just sits there until he's activated like a sleeper agent, whips off his glasses like Clark Kent, and does a pommel horse routine that helps deliver the team its first medal in 16 years.
I mean, yes, it's exactly what happened. It was weird because they kept flashing to him as the other guys are doing their events, and then he's just meditating.
There.
He looked like he was sleeping.
Yeah, he's meditating.
Just like He was in the zone. He was concentrating on the one thing he had to do.
Right.
Like, don't screw this up.
Right. Penn State men's gymnastics team posted a meme of Steven just, number one, arrive. Number two, pommel. Number three, leave.
He pommeled the pommel.
Yeah, I mean, so they were in fourth place before his pommel horse.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
With that, he
elevated them to bronze.
Yes, to bronze. He was with Mike Tirico.
Going up to pommel horse, last guy up in the whole competition, I had a good feeling that our team was in a great spot. I just knew I had to go up there and do my job. Team USA gets a medal. I think you could see it right away when I land. Oh, dude, goosebumps right now, man. That's the best moment of my life.
The internet has had so much fun with you and social media with the whole Superman deal, the whole Clark Kent deal. The glasses come off, Superman gets on the pommel, right? America said, that's our guy, right?
Yeah, taking off your glasses to then perform a near-perfect routine on the pommel horse is so...
I'm so glad to see him revel in that moment because, you know, the leading up to that, he just looked like he was... stressed out and just kind of really calm.
I like
not
the other...
really necessarily soaking in the atmosphere, but now he's able to breathe and soak it all in and enjoy it.
Right, right. I like people that are like, if I send you this photo and it's the photo of him with his eyes closed, just kind of meditating with his glasses on, know that after this little nap, I'm going to cook.
After this little snooze. Shoot. I'm going to slay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all over the internet. We've retweeted it about 1,000 ways to Sunday on X. So you can see it there at
awesome.
Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, I mean, dude, I just learned about like literally yesterday. I'm all for
That's what the Olympics is
I
about.
Know,
You've
I
never
love it.
Heard of any of these people with the exception of maybe Simone Biles. You know, and
right.
and then you walk in and now all of these stars are being made because of these moments.
It's so great. We were just talking about the U.S. men's gymnastics team for the Olympics and how they got their first medal in like 16 years. Not to be outdone, I will say Simone Biles still amazing. Even though she's kind of injured, her performance on the uneven bars is trending because she is absolute beast mode. And Hesley Riviera is the youngest member of Team USA, was pretty awesome herself yesterday, and so she's trending as well. And you can see Simone Biles when she comes to Louisville in October, Gold Over America Tour. Coming. Tickets are on sale now. We've got them for you all this week for free, okay?
Awesome. Just play our little games.
Yeah, you can do that if you don't want to. If you're like, I hate your stupid little games, I understand. We have a thick skin. It's okay. You can get a bonus chance to win. WDJX.com. Just tap win. All right. Hey, coming up next, our listener, Tammy, she's kind of reaching out because she's like, all right, I still have feelings for this ex who has made his way back into my life.
He's circling back. Do I open the door again?
Yep.
Or do I say that ship has sailed?
Yeah. And, you know, it is messy when feelings get involved and you don't necessarily think with clarity. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Fiancés get involved.
Oh, fiancés get involved.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll get more into that coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Tammy says, hi, Ben and Kelly. Need some other opinions here.
Okay.
My ex-boyfriend got engaged to another girl after they'd only been dating for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, he's been calling me a lot.
Oh.
And we've met up for drinks a few times.
Okay.
We might have even accidentally made out a little bit, too.
Oh.
He told me how he made a mistake, wants us to get back together.
Okay.
But he hasn't called off his engagement. He's obviously not happy with her. And I do still have strong feelings for him, so what should I do? I'd hate to miss out on something special and watch him get into something I know he doesn't want.
Mm-hmm.
He'll break it off soon, right? Thanks so much.
It's called having your cake and eating it, too.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
I feel like that is the case, right?
Yes, and listen, if he is accidentally making out with you, then that should be telling him, I'm not ready to marry the other girl, and he needs to be ending that situation, regardless if you guys are going to start back up again.
You know, let's give her ex the benefit of the doubt.
We're giving him the benefit of the doubt? In what way? This will be fun. In what way?
Maybe he is having feelings and he's confused right now as to which direction he wants to go.
Like, let's make out. Let me see if I can make my choice.
And he is getting a little bit of cold feet and realizing, oh, wow, this is forever. Maybe he does really care for and love his fiance, but there's something about the past that he's just like, he's not wanting to give up. And maybe he's just thinking, oh, okay, this is forever. And so it's freaking him out a little bit.
Where does this leave Tammy?
Tammy is caught in the crosshair. Like, I don't think Tammy is benefiting from this.
Right. So are you saying that Tammy needs to shut it down and say the ship has sailed and good luck and congratulations?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think he's trying to figure it out for himself. Again, benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's just going through a thing.
Yeah.
It's not like he is, I don't know. We don't know the information if he is a habitual cheater or if he is someone who does this quite a bit.
Not sure, but let's establish that he has cheated on his fiance with Tammy with the making out.
Maybe he's doing the whole rule of if I've already been there,
It
doesn't count.
That's really not a rule.
It's not a rule? All right.
No, your lips are touching somebody else's lips when you're engaged to other lips. Then, yeah, that's cheating.
All right.
Yeah. It's a timeline thing.
The timeline's a little bit. Yeah. The
currently dating someone and then currently kissing someone else. Yeah.
Several have already chimed in on Facebook. Rebecca's like, hey, if you're asking if you'll break it off soon, you already have your answer. Also consider why he's your ex. Yeah. And if he cheats on her with you, he'll probably cheat on you with someone else.
Very good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. I mean, yeah, that in your eyes, that should be a stain on his record of what he's doing with you, knowing he's engaged.
But see, that's why you come to us, because sometimes the feelings get in the way of clear thinking.
Right, and you couldn't see that as clearly, but now hearing us tell you that, hopefully you can see that.
All right, 502-795-1997. Tell us maybe the situation that you found yourself in, quote, accidentally. And maybe it helps out Tammy in her situation. Or if you want to just chime in on Tammy's situation too, because you've been there, done that. 502-795-1997 is our number. It's group therapy. So we got this message from Tammy, and she has an ex that has kind of made his way back into her life. Well, her ex is engaged to another woman. They've accidentally made out a little bit. She's like, he's obviously not happy with his fiance, and she still has strong feelings for him. So she's kind of wondering what she do from here on.
So we got a text message. Ben, don't make excuses for this guy. Because you were trying to,
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and thinking that maybe he was confused because he felt the gravity of getting engaged. And
what is this rule you mentioned that if it's in the past, it doesn't count?
Oh.
That if it's somebody that's from your past, it doesn't count if you're currently kissing them. Definitely figured out as soon as I was kissing other people, my first marriage was over.
Oh.
It had been over emotionally. I was in my mid-20s, married to a narcissist, and honestly, it felt very empowering to finally accept I was so done. Now I'm a counselor, happily married with two kiddos, helping people go through their own stuff.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Yes. Now, we did get a message. Because overwhelmingly, the comments are one-sided. For Tammy, like, hey, step away, don't get yourself involved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We did get a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. But she says, keep me anonymous, but I want to tell Tammy to not give up on him. If it's love, it's real.
Oh,
I was in the same situation with an ex of mine. He was engaged to someone else, but he and I both knew she was a rebound. We kept seeing each other, and he kept pushing back the wedding date until finally he got smart, realized what he had right in front of him, and after 5 years, broke it off with her. So now we've been back together for 6 months and are in love. So don't let him do something he'll regret.
Okay. That is...
That is
one.
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 That is...
Among many others that are pointing out.
5 years that went on?
Okay.
Well, thank you. I'm glad everything's working out for you.
Right, exactly. Right. But others are kind of pointing to, you know, that he's involved with someone else, but yet you're spending time with him, making out, not cool. He's cheating on her. If he's cheating on her, that means he's capable of cheating on you. Why would you want that? And why are you okay being the other woman?
Marlene says, tater tot.
Tater tot!
He is at the nervous about marriage, taking his freedom stage of his engagement. He knew you were available and would come if he called. He isn't ending the engagement. You are now the side chick.
Oh, wow.
Do you really want to be with someone who cheats at the slightest sign of stress?
Yes.
It's a pattern.
Yes. A lot of people are pointing that out.
Okay, so I think, you know, it's pretty definitive where, Tammy, you come to group therapy and sometimes the emotion that you get wrapped up in, you're thinking, what if, clouds your judgment. And that's why, you know, we can kind of help you see some reality.
And I know it's flattering to feel wanted again, right? Because maybe you felt rejected before or whatever, and now you're feeling like, okay, he realized I'm amazing.
I mean,
and that's a good feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a feeling that I've ever experienced. When I got broken up with.
Yeah, they just were like, see ya.
Exactly. With the exception of my husband.
Yeah.
He came back around. He figured it out.
You're right.
Exactly. But no, in this case, I think we had one success story.
If you want to count Kelly B on Facebook, who says, yeah, sure, keep doing what you're doing. You'll probably leave her after the kids are grown.
Yeah, that's not a success story. That's sarcasm.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That is sarcasm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of tough love in here you can mine through that are just like, hey, let's cut ties.
Yeah.
Let's cut ties.
All right.
Realize he's an ex for a reason. He is cheating currently with you. Not good things.
Tammy, thank you for reaching out. We hope the best for your situation and keep us posted. All right. Let's play a fun little game called Olympics or Nah. There have been some new Olympic games that have been introduced to the Summer Olympics and Winter Olympics over the years. So we thought it might be fun to explore some of those and maybe some of the ones that you, some that we just threw in there. All right. We are hooking you up with Gold Over America Tour tickets.
Awesome. Just when they're going to be fresh off the Olympics, no rest for the weary. They get to go on tour.
Yeah. Let's say hi to Anna, calling us from Scottsburg. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi there. Anna's got dirty blonde hair, drives a Hyundai, is in real estate, and is coming up on 1 year of marriage in December.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. I have a December wedding anniversary as well, Anna. So...
Yay!
I know. It's fun. It's, you know, I remember the church was all decorated for Christmas and all that stuff. So I was able to save a little money on flowers and.
Awesome.
Yeah,
good stuff there. So that's pretty cool. So have you been paying attention to the Olympics at all, Anna?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Checking in and out? Okay.
Yeah. What has been your favorite event so far?
I say the diving.
Oh, diving. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That is pretty incredible when they just absolutely nail it and there's practically no splash. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really great.
It is really great. All right. So we're going to toss some sports your way, Anna, and you tell us whether it has ever been an Olympic sport or not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. We'll start with maybe an easy one. Karate.
I have to say no.
No. All right. Kelly, what do you think?
No, I think it is.
You think it is?
I saw something. Like, I thought I was watching judo, so karate's got to be in there, right?
You'd think. But Anna says no. That is actually incorrect. Kelly's correct. Yes, karate was just actually introduced back in 2020.
So oh, really?
It is a
recent...
Oh,
it hadn't been until then?
Yep.
Wow.
It is an actual recent... acquisition. All right.
Surprising.
You're 0 for 1, Anna. Here we go. Next one. Olympics or nah? Chess.
Could you say it again?
Chess. Like not checkers, but chess.
Chess.
No.
No.
Yeah, right, no, I don't think no. It is either.
Yeah. You're both correct. Yes, you're right. No.
Awesome.
Chess is not and never has been an Olympic sport. However, it is recognized by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, and therefore it would have also been recognized by
Dick Pound.
Yep.
Oh, great. That's great. That's fantastic. So, well, if they're recognizing it, though, then why aren't they making it a sport?
Why are you asking me? I don't know.
I have questions.
Okay, fine. All right. Got one right, got one wrong. Here we go. Next one. Olympics or nah? Tug of war.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have to say yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I think it is, too. You think it's not going to be, but I think it is.
Yeah. You're both right. It was. From 1900 to 1920. It hasn't been for that long, though.
Wow.
For almost 100 years.
Then they got other sports. They're like, okay.
Yeah, we don't need to do tug of war anymore.
It's like a kid's game. We'll kind of amp it up a little bit.
Imagine, though, seeing the athletes in tug of war. It might be kind of fun, especially if they still kept with tradition and did it in, like, little togas or, you know, because, like, Olympics are from Greece, right? So maybe they're wearing these, I don't know.
Think that's a necessary part of the training?
Yeah, I think so. Togas? I think so. Okay. Wouldn't you think, Anna?
Yeah, I think so.
Outfit would need to be on fleek.
You just got to wear some certain gloves or something so you don't get rope burn, probably.
All right, last one. Olympics or not? Esports.
Esports?
Yeah, no. Esports.
Like video games
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, video gaming. Gaming. Esports.
No. No.
Kelly?
I think I read something that is now a thing.
Okay, so Kelly, you say yes.
I think it
Anna,
is.
Anna, you say no. Anna, you are actually correct. It is not, but not yet. It is.
Oh.
It could be on the way to an Olympics near you. But for now, it is just a dream of all of these people sitting on their couch playing video games to become an official member of Team USA.
That so, kid is like, Mom! I'm going to be an Olympian playing Fortnite.
Someday.
Mom, Meatloaf.
Playing Fortnite. All right. Hey, Anna, congratulations. Thanks for hanging out on the show. You get some free tickets to the Gold Over America Tour, all right?
Yay. Thank you. Yay.
You are welcome. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
I mean, could
she
you...
She stuck the landing. She really did.
She did. 10 out of 10.
Yep.
Could you imagine sitting in front of your, like, EA Sports, NCAA college football, thinking one day, I'm going to be a part of Team USA?
Well, that, I'm going to find that article now that you can. Every kid can use that. Say, Mom, seriously, I'm going to be an Olympian.
I'm going to be an Olympian someday.
I'm going to spend 12 hours a day playing video games. It's my training.
It's my training. All right. Hey, if you want to have a shot at those Gold Over America Tour tickets, you can WDGX.com tap win or be here this time tomorrow. All right, feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
A little key lime kindness. This is a really sweet video. A Trader Joe's worker named Tara in New Jersey ended up buying a key lime pie, one of their Trader Joe's key lime pies, for a random customer after they started chatting about how they both love key lime pies. And she's like, this is my favorite. Why don't you have this? And she had, after he was, you know, headed towards the checkout, she took the key lime pie that was in his basket out and said, this one I've already paid for.
Aww.
So gave it to him. He thought it was so sweet. And he's like, you know what? I bake a pretty mean key lime pie. So he whipped one up from scratch and then went back to Trader Joe's to try to find Tara to gift her with his pie.
If a stranger brought me a pie, not sure I'd eat it. But here's hoping Tara at least appreciates the gesture.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
Isn't that so sweet? I mean, she was overwhelmed. It did look delicious.
I mean, would you? I mean, because it's been a long, I mean, we don't get it much anymore, but we would have listeners like bake us things and bring them to the radio station.
I ate it all. Maybe I should have hesitated more. But I ate it all. You're baking me, especially chocolate chip cookies. I'm eating it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was always the thing where I was like, hey, unless it's sealed in a packaging, don't eat anything from, you know, like a listener or a fan or something like that. Because you don't know.
Very trusting.
Yeah, because you don't know what they would put in it or whatever. But yeah, I think I was too. I was like, all right.
You did. You never hesitated.
Yeah, I was like, I think that kind of looks good. I mean, heck, I ate trash pizza before. So, I mean, it's like, I don't really care.
Exactly. And they bonded over the pie and everything, and it did look tasty. So it was just a really sweet gesture. I think there's instant trust when you know that you have a shared interest.
Okay.
In pie.
Shared interest in pie.
Exactly. Okay. You can see, by the way, I also found a review. Somebody reviewed the Trader Joe's key lime pie, which looks, I mean, my husband loves that. Is his jam.
It's delicious.
Pie.
Right?
He kind of goes on when we're on vacation. That's like one of the highlights of his vacation is trying to find the best key lime pie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I need to go grab one of these and see what he thinks. And so that's on there, along with this video that you can see of Tara getting her homemade from scratch key lime pie from a customer. You can check it out at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So one of the things I mentioned yesterday about the Olympics is the storylines, all the different storylines that are happening.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, it's in Paris. However, not every event is in Paris, can be held in Paris. Take, for example, surfing. Surfing is about 3,000 miles away in the French-owned, like, Polynesian Tahiti.
Wow.
Yes. So it's in Tahiti. There is no Olympic Village there. The Olympians are on a cruise ship. So they actually have better accommodations than the Olympians.
Get out
there
on a
Paris.
Cruise ship? Yes. Is there any, like, Olympic signage anywhere?
Oh,
to, like,
yeah.
Show that they, okay.
Yeah.
That it is, like, the Olympics.
Yes, okay. It is an Olympic cruise ship. But, okay. So NBC sent Colin Jost, who, you know, you maybe know him from Saturday Night Live, out there to be a reporter for surfing. And it's hard to tell, because he's so deadpan anyways, whether or not this is a serious assignment for him or just kind of a sketch.
I feel great, Maria, and I apologize that we were a little delayed getting to you. You're not going to believe it based on this yard full of chickens, but we had some technical difficulties.
I mean, he legit, there are chickens behind him as he's
right.
Reporting.
I saw an interview with him, and he was just like, I just asked if I could, and they said yes. He just kind of said, hey, I want to go cover that.
Can I cover that?
All right.
This job has been absolutely a total joy. There are some obstacles that I did not anticipate.
Yeah, listen to this.
For example, before you came to me, I had gotten some open wounds on my foot from hitting coral reef.
Ouch.
And I actually have been walking in place in this yard, because if I stand still, ants begin crawling inside the wounds.
Oh, my
wow.
Gosh. Okay.
You know, not something I anticipated.
That was not something I anticipated.
That's unexpected.
Sure. I'm apparently going to a medical tent after this, which is very exciting. Also, earlier I was talking to Mike Tirico in the water where I was standing, and while I started talking to him, someone came by and talked to one of our producers and said, hey, what's he doing in there? Doesn't he know there are stonefish right there?
Okay, so what's...
What are stonefish?
What are stonefish?
Yesterday, someone was there, stepped on one, and it was so poisonous he had to be medevaced off the island.
What?
This is Colin Jost.
Maybe some things that they should have told him about before, you know, sending him out there. Maybe.
Yeah. He's just covering the surfing there from Tahiti.
He had no idea what he has to do.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They withheld that information from me until the interview was concluded.
Wow! Wow.
Oh, shoot. They withheld that.
He thought he was signing up for this super cush job. I'm going to Tahiti. They're going to pay for it. I'm going to be on the Olympics. It's going to be great. and he didn't realize all the things that come with that particular assignment.
He's like, stepped on coral reef. I can't stand in one place because ants will infect the wound. There are rockfish.
Yeah,
stonefish. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So he
super
is
poisonous.
Yeah, he is getting an opportunity to surf, though, so that's nice. But yeah, pretty
funny. They're going to have him do, like, what, an exhibition round? They should.
Yeah, right.
They should let normal people do it first.
I'm telling
you,
how funny would it be if you and I got a chance, especially like in a few years when the Summer Olympics come to LA,
yeah,
to like fly us out there and be like, all right, Ben and Kelly, you're going to try the uneven bars first.
Awesome.
It's like,
you
okay.
went straight to uneven bars. Like, that's easy for anyone.
Well, the Olympians make it look so.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
If I could get over the vault, that'd be amazing. If I could just, like, run, jump on the springy board, and just leap over it, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, you wouldn't land on your feet. There's no way. No.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll also introduce you in about a half an hour to our newest hero, Steven, a.k.a. Pommel Horse King. Okay.
He pommeled the pommel horse.
He pommeled that horse. Yes.
Yes, he did.
We're not there yet with this, but be thinking about the crazy wedding guest that was at your wedding. Do you have any crazy wedding guest stories? And we're hoping to maybe avoid this altogether as we got this DM from Katie.
At Ben and Kelly Show. I'm in a good spot. Need some advice. My work bestie is getting married, has invited some of our coworkers to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she hasn't invited everyone from work, but has picked about three or four of us who she's friends with outside of work. One of our coworkers who wasn't invited has asked to be my plus one at her wedding.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't thinking anything about it and told her that I'd take her. She and I are friendly outside of work. Anyway, fast forward to my plus one now bragging to everyone about how she's going to the wedding and kind of rubbing it in everyone's face.
Oh.
The bride-to-be really didn't make a big deal about her wedding at work, but now my plus one is. Not only that, but she's saying things like, I can't believe she didn't think to invite me, and other weird comments like that.
Oh.
I don't think any of this has gotten back to the bride, but I don't want this to turn into something big and weird.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, the bride doesn't know she's coming, and now I'm not sure how she's going to take it because she wasn't on the original invitation list. Should I tell the bride, or should I talk to my plus one to cool it down? Mm. I'm now having second thoughts about letting her be my plus one. Help and thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, that's an interesting take because, you know, when you give a guest list and you're like, hey, you know, you're invited, plus one. And especially if you're inviting a group from your work or whatever, what if I never thought of that. Like, what if they take someone who you didn't invite and you didn't invite for a specific reason, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of awkward. I almost feel like you need to give the bride a heads up. Like,
I kind of
hey,
do, too.
If you see her, don't be surprised. It's because she is my plus one. I know she wasn't on your invite list. But at the same time, she needs to tell the plus one, hey, simmer down because you know not everyone was invited. So let's not like
right. Just
parade
kind of telling,
around.
Yeah,
tone it down because you know you don't want everybody to be getting upset that they didn't get an invite.
Well, and you don't want the bride to be like, oh, hey, you're coming?
Right.
And then make
exactly.
that awkward.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, Katie, she's bringing me.
Yeah.
That makes it kind of awkward.
This reminds me of like if your kid wanted to have a birthday party and invite just some of the kids in the class. It's like if you were thinking of sending the invitations with them to class, it's like, okay, just don't show it in front of the other kids that are not getting invited. It's going to make them feel bad. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah. Several people are saying, well, it sounds like it's time to uninvite or minus one your plus one.
Well, she's already telling everybody that she's going.
Well,
I mean, that makes it even more awkward to be like disinvited. You know what? Because you've been running your mouth. You can't come. I mean, that's awful. You can't really do that, right?
That is.
Yeah.
Man, I think you have to talk to her though.
Yes. You tell the plus one, shut your pie hole. And then you tell,
shh.
And then you tell the bride, you give the brides a little heads up, like, hey, she kind of asked me, I'm a plus one, so you know, I didn't have anybody else to take, so I said, okay, I hope that's cool.
We got a message from Sassy Matt who says, I think Vinny needs to talk to this chick. Tell her to keep her mouth shut or swim with the fishes, Ben. You know what to do. So, I hear that you're going around running your mouth about going to her wedding. This is what we're gonna need you to do. Forget that you're going to the wedding, okay? Just forget about it, otherwise...
I'm gonna need you to keep quiet.
I'm going to give you a nice gift of some cement shoes.
So we're gonna make you be quiet.
We're gonna make you be quiet.
And then you're in HR because she felt threatened, and then it's just gotten way bigger.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't do that. Okay.
All right. Like I said, okay, so maybe it is time to uninvite the plus one.
I don't think we do that. I think that's going to raise a bigger stink because, like, Big Mouth is going to go around first. She's told everybody, I'm going. And then what do you think she's going to say she gets uninvited? Well, guess what? They uninvited me, the Big B.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't think we need any of that. I think we just need to shut down the gossip. Like, listen, let's not talk about it at work because not everybody is included. So you understand that, right?
502-795-1997. If you want to chime in on Katie's situation, please do, especially if you've been in this situation. And then would love to hear from others who may have a crazy wedding guest story to pass along.
I had someone that weaseled their way onto my guest list.
Yeah, they did.
That had no personal connection to me or my husband.
But just wanted to come.
Yep.
Hey, can I come?
What? All right.
I got a Michael Graves toaster.
Didn't even get that.
All right. All right. Let's hear your stories coming up. Talking guest list to a wedding. Here's the thing. A work bestie is getting married. Katie's on the guest list. She works with her. However, another coworker is not. She asked to be the plus one for Katie, and Katie said, okay. But now she's having regrets because she's kind of running her mouth saying, hey, it's happening.
I'm going to the wedding. You're not.
I know. It's a little bit awkward.
Really awkward.
Kim says, all I can think about is the Friends episode where Monica wasn't invited to a wedding, so she went as Ross's plus one. Then she found out she had dated the groom. That's funny. Forgot about that.
That's fun. I don't know if that's going to be at play here.
You know what? I know originally we said maybe just talk to your plus one and say, hey, cool it.
Just simmer down. Not everybody in the office is invited.
Yeah, that's a little bit different from especially the Facebook comments. Facebook comments have pretty much all leaned on uninviter.
Really?
Yep.
Because again, these are people that work together.
I know.
That's wow.
So
Do you think people like just say that, just fire that off because it's easy to type?
Because it's like, easy to type.
When it comes down to actually telling someone to their face, sorry, you can't come now.
Well, like Beth says,
you still work with
the bride did not invite her for a reason. You didn't invite her. She asked to go with you. Tell her you're uncomfortable with her indiscretion and that you've decided to not take her. Period.
I hate confrontation.
I was going to say, your anti-confrontation is flaring up.
This is giving me hives. I can't. Dr. Aaron said, I had people just show up to our wedding. My ex-husband's colleague showed up at my wedding to my new husband with her spouse. And I was like, oh, hi.
Yeah, we were kind of asking, do you have any crazy wedding guest stories?
Yeah.
Got another from a listener. In lieu of giving a toast at the rehearsal dinner, my mother-in-law got up to announce that she was getting married too next Wednesday.
My gosh.
She wore her winter white micro mini skirt wedding suit to the ceremony the next day.
What?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
You know what? That's not the place to announce your own like engagement.
It is not. That speech is not about you in any way.
Right.
It's not about you at all. I mean, it's also, and I know a lot of people cringe when people use wedding receptions to propose to someone.
Yeah.
But if that is cleared with the bride and groom, that can be a magical moment too. But
maybe
not during the speeches.
Oh my gosh.
No, that should be.
All right, so we got another one from a listener. My husband's childhood best friend showed up at our wedding with his girlfriend, absolutely blitzed.
Oh no!
Then his mom stood at the buffet table and ate more than half of the groomsman cake. I heard it was amazing. Cake? We didn't get any.
Wow.
Speaking of not indulging in your own tasty goodness at your own wedding, I did not have one bite of the chocolate fountain, which I was so excited about at our wedding. And just, I had someone weasel their way onto the guest list that was a client.
Yes.
Of the radio station.
Hey, we heard Kelly's getting married. Can we come?
And I didn't quite know how, because again, client, you know, want to keep them happy.
Sure.
And a lot of times clients, you know, get perks when they buy advertising with us. I did not see that coming though. And I kind of, so I said yes. And they ended up in my wedding video.
Wow.
At the chocolate fountain, enjoying that I did not get to enjoy.
Rats. All right.
But glad they had a good time.
Yep. Glad they did. Thank you for all the responses, Katie. I mean, there's a couple different avenues to take, but I mean, I think you're definitely going to have to at least talk with your plus one. And
we at least need to get Blabbermouth to just shut it.
Yeah.
Shut
and if, it for a little and maybe bit if because... she can't shut it for a little bit, then maybe it's time to just.
Yeah. If she doesn't shut it after you told her to shut it, then she gets kicked out.
Maybe. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on 99.70JX, especially what he did yesterday. We'll explain coming up. All right. Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is a pretty great video. Maybe you've seen pop up in your feed, but you didn't really know the backstory until now. It's of a bride and groom having their first dance in a basement with strangers.
Okay.
The bride and groom are Alex and Sarah. And they were at this resort and had a couple of bites of food at the reception, went outside to try to snap a couple of pictures, knowing that some weather was coming in. So photographers like, hey, we can grab a few pictures real quick. Weren't going to get the sunset pictures they were hoping for, but still grab some really cool pictures as they're running back in. The wedding DJ's like, hey, the resort has told us we need to get in the basement. Like, we need to do, there's tornadoes. We need to get in the basement. So 181 of their guests and all the other guests at the resort had to pile into the basement where a family reunion was already going on. And a guy named Jack was playing guitar, kind of, you know, trying to keep people entertained. The power goes out. Mm. Chaos kind of ensues. Some of Sarah, the bride's family, saw Jack with his guitar and asked, hey, do you think you'd be willing to play a song? They haven't had their first dance yet.
They said they'd be happy for you to do it, which was a leap of faith for them. They'd never heard me sing. I don't know what my family probably lied about my credentials.
We just started dancing, and it was surreal.
I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms.
I was so emotional because it felt like my faith in humanity was restored. And I could just feel the love that everyone was showing.
When I saw you in that dress,
trying to give to a stranger.
Isn't
that awesome? Yeah. So they all just made this huge circle. Everybody kind of had their phones out with their little flashlights on. It kind of looked like candlelight. And he's serenading them. And it's all these kind of strangers and their guests kind of all mixed together, all of them singing along. It was just kind of pretty fantastic. And she got very emotional, was crying, and see the video and the whole thing at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
And a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do. The bar is a little low hurdle we're putting close to the ground, thinking you can successfully jump over it. Just don't do this.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we've heard those stories about creative ways, albeit illegal, that people have tried to hide their drug stash, right?
Oh, boy.
Then there's Lauren. So if you can manage to make it through the day without labeling your illegal items in plain sight when you're breaking the law, you're doing okay. What did Lauren do?
What'd she do?
Okay, so she's in Florida. She got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. During the traffic stop, police noticed that, Lauren was kind of moving things around suspiciously. The cops spotted some paraphernalia, so they're like, probably.
Let's look and see what else she's got.
What else do you have? So Lauren, well, inside Lauren's purse, they found a bag labeled, quote, bag of drugs. In it, you guessed it, drugs.
Not Tylenol?
No. Things
not
like
Advil?
Crack, not cocaine, meth, Xanax, those sorts of things. Also, the paraphernalia.
Not bought over the counter.
No, exactly. Yes, it was accurately labeled. Lauren was then arrested on a variety of felony charges. And
well, she just wanted to make sure that she could find them.
Yeah, she didn't want to mistake it for something else in her purse.
She's really an organized person.
Yes.
It sounds like.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you know what?
She has organizational skills, which is what we should probably highlight, is that she has skills in organization.
Yeah, we are overlooking the fact that she is trying to protect herself by labeling these are the bag of drugs.
Right.
These are other types of things. Yeah.
Sure. Right. Like she probably also has a place for coupons, labeled coupons.
Right. This is coupons, bag of coupons, bag of drugs.
Bag don't mix those up. Don't mix them up. Right. Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Florida, for making the show there. Thank you, Lauren. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without labeling your illegal items in plain sight when you're breaking the law, you're doing okay.
Looking at her mugshot, I'm not entirely sure she fully understands.
She's still like, what?
The irony of what happened.
What? How did they know?
How did they figure that out?
That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I know we've been kind of talking Olympics and stuff like that. And I mentioned earlier in the hour about Katie Ledecky. I want to expand on that just a quick minute because she did qualify for the finals in the 1500 meter free. You know, Olympics are happening right now because of the time change there in France. They're like 6 hours ahead. So when she qualified, she... Here's the call.
And taking the heat win, 1547.43 seconds for Katie Ledecky.
Yeah, Katie Ledecky finished. She had time to stop, take her cap off, kind of look around, look
and
up at
the... And then others were finishing? Did she have some tea?
Look up at the board... Maybe get on her phone, order some takeout.
Yeah, maybe check Facebook, Instagram, see what's
she
happening.
Literally, like the screen, it had Ledecky and there was no one else in the pool.
Wow.
That's how far ahead she was.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was insane.
That's crazy. At that the Olympic level to be
that
far superior.
Right, so... Katie Ledecky on to the finals of the women's 1500-meter freestyle.
And the others are just like, we probably shouldn't even show up.
My gosh.
Like, no contest.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and still to come, I think volleyball is happening right now. Water polo, Flava Flav's team getting ready to take on Romania here in a little less than an hour, so... that's pretty cool.
Flames team.
Yeah, right?
We're
sponsor
team.
Yes. It's the stories. It's the stories. So, all right. And then, you know, obviously we were talking about the men's gymnastics and what they had to do to earn bronze. You can see all that up at WDJX.com. Yes, it was his moment to pommel that horse. He had one job and one job only, and that was to come in and own it. And he did.
He understood the assignment.
Yes, he did. All right, Olivia Rodrigo, it's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. We are... getting kind of close to bringing our own influencer into Louisville. His name is Alex Warren, and you've seen him on TikTok and YouTube. And he got married to another YouTuber, and he wrote a song for his wife. It was beautiful. Maybe you've heard the song "Carry You Home." We've been playing. He's coming to Louisville on Thursday. And it's a free event, but you've got to at least get in. You got to sign up and tell us you're coming, all right? So WDJX.com, tap win, and it's going to be at the new Atomic Game Yard and Sound Bar there in the Highlands. which is a super cool place. Like, got a chance to go around and kind of tour it. It's really cool. And
it's fun. That looks fun.
Yeah. And Alex Warren is going to be there. He's going to be taking your questions, going to be meeting people. It's going to be real cool. So, again, WDJX.com. You can let us know you want to come. And yeah, that'll all go down on Thursday. So, yeah, a lot of stuff to get to from this today's show. Everything from the most awkward gift your kid has ever given you, hashtag penis necklace.
I kind of need one. I kind of want them to be like, you know what? Let's go ahead
Let's
and make more than
it.
One of these. Let's mass produce it. Yeah, let's put it out there in the market because I think others are going to love it.
They're going to love it. They're going to love it. To the Tammy's ex who has weaseled his way back into her life.
That was a little bit of a bless her heart.
A little
kind
bit
of a situation.
Sure.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, there was only one person maybe that said go for it. Quite
right.
Honestly,
they had a success story, but the majority of people were just kind of saying, "Hey,
yeah,
you pointed out some really valid things to point out."
Yeah, you got to leave the past in the past. Oh gosh, hang
on. Well, I was going to say you didn't even hit that button one time.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Things happen. The past is the past.
Yeah, I completely forgot about the whole Tony Melito button there with that.
But then see that kind of lends itself though to going against the majority of the advice.
That's true.
That's almost like go for it.
And then Katie and her plus one, who is causing a little bit of drama because she wasn't invited to the wedding initially, but is now going thanks to Katie and being her plus one. So yeah, like I said, a lot of stuff plus Olympic recaps and all that up on the website, WDJX.com. Tap listen or YouTube, search Ben and Kelly Show, tap subscribe, and you can hear them all there as well.
How many subscribers are we up to now?
I don't know. And we're at like 2,700. Hopefully we'll get to 3,000 sometime soon.
2,700 super fans that just signed up. Thank you. Like, they hit that little bell.
Yep, that's all they got to do. Hit the bell.
All
right. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.